Become a New Person in 2025, created and shared by Audiobook Spot. Introduction. If you want to become a better version of yourself in 2025, you have to decide that now. Too many people go through life feeling stuck, waiting for the right time, or hoping things will somehow improve on their own. But nothing changes unless you do. This is your opportunity to take control of your future, break old habits, and create a life that makes you proud. The person you are today is the result of your past choices, but the person you become next year will depend on the decisions you start making right now. Everything from your mindset to your daily habits to the way you handle challenges will determine where you end up. If you want more confidence, discipline, success, or happiness, you have to build the foundation for it. Nobody is born with unlimited motivation or unstoppable confidence. Those things are created through action. This isn't about setting vague goals or making promises you won't keep. It's about building real habits that lead to actual results. If you struggle with procrastination, self-doubt, or a lack of direction, that stops here. This is about creating a routine that pushes you forward, surrounding yourself with the right influences, and taking full responsibility for your own success. The truth is, no one is coming to push you. You have to push yourself. There will always be distractions, excuses, and reasons to put things off. But time keeps moving whether you take action or not. A year from now, you will either look back and see progress or regret that you didn't start sooner. The choice is yours. This is your chance to step up, take control, and start making the changes that will shape your future. If you're ready to put in the work, commit to the process, and refuse to settle for less than you deserve, then it's time to begin. Chapter 1. Decide to change right now. Change begins the moment you decide that enough is enough. No more waiting for the right time. No more hoping things magically improve. No more making excuses. The truth is, life doesn't change until you do. The moment you decide to take control, everything shifts. Most people stay stuck in the same routines, habits, and patterns because they never fully commit to doing something different. They wake up every day wishing for a better life, but keep making the same choices that hold them back. Wishing doesn't change anything, action does. And before action comes a real decision. Not a half-hearted, "I'll try," but a firm commitment that says, "I am changing, starting now." Change doesn't wait for anyone. There is no perfect moment. Waiting for motivation is pointless because motivation fades. The only way forward is to take action, even when you don't feel like it. The person who succeeds is the one who decides to move forward despite fear, doubt, or uncertainty. The first step is being completely honest about where you are. No one likes admitting their mistakes, but avoiding the truth only keeps you stuck. Maybe you've developed habits that drain your energy, surround yourself with people who bring you down, or make choices that lead to frustration instead of progress. Facing reality is uncomfortable, but it's necessary. Without acknowledging what's holding you back, nothing will change. Take a moment to think about the person you are right now. Are you living the way you truly want? Do your daily habits reflect the life you dream of? If the answer is no, it's time to change. There is no benefit in lying to yourself or making excuses for why things are the way they are. The only way forward is to take full responsibility. Once you know what needs to change, the next step is deciding who you want to become. This isn't about unrealistic fantasies. It's about creating a clear, specific vision of the person you want to be by the end of the year. If you don't define your future self, you'll keep repeating the same patterns. Picture it clearly: your habits, mindset, energy levels, relationships, work ethic, and daily life. Write it down. Make it real. A strong decision is backed by action. Many people say they want to change but never take the first step. They wait until they feel ready. But the truth is, readiness comes from action, not the other way around. The only way to break old habits is to replace them with better ones. The only way to overcome fear is to face it. Start now. Take one action that aligns with your new identity. If you've been saying you want to be healthier, go for a walk, drink more water, or choose a better meal. If you want to be more disciplined, set your alarm earlier and stick to it. If you want to improve your focus, put your phone down and do the task you've been avoiding. The decision to change is only real when it's followed by action. Otherwise, it's just a thought. And thoughts alone won't transform your life. What matters is what you do next. To stay on track, create rules for yourself. These aren't suggestions or loose guidelines, they're commitments. If you decide to exercise 3 times a week, you stick to it. If you choose to limit social media, you hold yourself accountable. The difference between success and failure isn't intelligence or luck, it's consistency. Change isn't always easy. There will be days when you feel tired, unmotivated, or frustrated. But those are the moments that define you. Pushing through discomfort builds strength. Every small step adds up, and before you know it, you'll look back and see how far you've come. Your life is in your hands. No one is going to do the work for you. No one is coming to save you. The only way to become the person you want to be is to make the decision now and follow through every single day. There's no more time to waste. The life you want won't create itself. It's up to you to take the first step and keep going. This is the moment where everything changes. Chapter 2. Master your mindset. Rewire negative thinking. The way you think shapes your entire life. Every action, every choice, every result starts in the mind. If your thoughts are negative, your life will reflect that. If you constantly doubt yourself, you will hesitate at every opportunity. If you believe things will never get better, you won't even try. The good news is that your mindset is not permanent. It can be changed, trained, and strengthened, just like a muscle. The moment you take control of your thinking, everything starts to shift. Most people don't realize how much their own thoughts are holding them back. They assume that their problems come from the outside world, circumstances, other people, or just bad luck. But the truth is, the biggest battle is always internal. The way you interpret situations, the way you react to challenges, and the way you see yourself all come from the thoughts you choose to entertain. If your thinking is filled with negativity, doubt, or fear, those emotions will direct your life. Pay attention to the words you tell yourself every day. Are you constantly saying, "I can't do this," "I'm not good enough," or "things never work out for me"? These statements might feel harmless, but they create a cycle. The more you repeat them, the more you believe them. And once you believe them, you act according to them. If you convince yourself that success is impossible, you won't even try. If you think you're unworthy of happiness, you will sabotage opportunities without realizing it. The way you speak to yourself matters. If you wouldn't say something to a close friend, why say it to yourself? Your brain is wired to follow whatever you focus on the most. If you constantly dwell on what's wrong in your life, you'll keep seeing more problems. But if you start shifting your focus to solutions, growth, and opportunities, you will start to notice possibilities you never saw before. This isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing where to put your energy. You can either focus on what's missing or on what you can improve. The choice is yours. Fear is one of the biggest roadblocks to changing the way you think. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of making the wrong decision. It's easy to let fear take over and keep you stuck in the same place. But the reality is, most fears are just thoughts. They exist in your mind, not in the real world. The more you give them power, the stronger they become. But when you start questioning them, you realize that most of them are based on assumptions, not facts. One of the most effective ways to rewire your thinking is to challenge negative thoughts the moment they appear. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not smart enough," ask yourself, "Is that really true? Or is that just something I've been telling myself?" When you hear that voice saying, "I always fail," remind yourself of times when you succeeded, even in small ways. Your brain will believe whatever you tell it the most, so it's your job to start feeding it better information. Surrounding yourself with the right influences is just as important as controlling your own thoughts. If you constantly listen to negativity from others, it will shape the way you think. If you spend time with people who always complain, it will affect your mindset. But if you expose yourself to ideas, books, and people that inspire growth, your thinking will start to change naturally. The content you consume, the conversations you engage in, and the people you listen to all play a role in shaping your mindset. One of the best habits to develop is gratitude. When you start paying attention to what's good in your life, no matter how small, your entire perspective shifts. Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring problems. It means recognizing that even in difficult times, there are still things to appreciate. When you train your mind to look for the good, you automatically start seeing more opportunities. Another important step in changing your mindset is setting clear intentions for how you want to think. If you want to be more confident, start acting like someone who believes in themselves. If you want to be more focused, create an environment that helps you stay on track. If you want to develop a more positive outlook, practice shifting your thoughts whenever negativity creeps in. The more you do this, the more natural it becomes. Changing the way you think doesn't happen overnight. It takes daily effort, consistency, and patience. Some days will be harder than others. Old patterns might try to pull you back. But the more you push forward, the stronger your new mindset becomes. It's like learning any new skill. The more you practice, the better you get. And once your mindset shifts, your entire life will start moving in a new direction. Chapter 3. Design the life you want. The life you're living right now is a result of the choices you've made, whether intentional or not. If your days feel unorganized, if your goals seem out of reach, or if you constantly feel like something is missing, it's not because you lack potential. It's because there hasn't been a clear plan for what you want and how to get there. Without direction, it's easy to drift through life, responding to whatever happens instead of creating a future that excites you. The only way to change that is to decide, with full clarity, what kind of life you truly want and start building it piece by piece. Most people never take the time to design their life. They follow routines they never questioned, pursue paths they never truly chose, and accept whatever comes their way instead of intentionally shaping their future. The result is feeling stuck, unfulfilled, or constantly wondering why things don't seem to be improving. But change doesn't happen by accident. It starts with a conscious decision to take control. The first step is defining what success looks like to you. Not what society expects, not what others think you should do, but what genuinely excites and fulfills you. What kind of person do you want to become? How do you want to feel each day? What work makes you feel alive? What kind of relationships bring you the most joy? These are questions only you can answer, and without clarity, it's impossible to move in the right direction. Once you have a vision, it's time to break it down into real, tangible actions. A dream without a plan is just a wish. It's easy to say you want to be financially free, healthier, or more successful, but if there's no clear process, it remains an idea instead of a reality. A well-designed life doesn't happen overnight, but it starts by identifying the key areas that need improvement and focusing on them with consistency. Eliminating distractions is a crucial part of this process. A lot of time is wasted on things that don't bring any real value, endless scrolling, mindless entertainment, or conversations that drain energy instead of adding to life. If there's no structure to your days, you'll always feel like there's never enough time. But when you set clear priorities and remove the unnecessary, it becomes easier to focus on what truly matters. Environment plays a big role in shaping habits and behaviors. If you're constantly surrounded by negativity, disorganization, or influences that don't align with your goals, it will be harder to stay on track. Designing your life includes being intentional about your surroundings, choosing people, places, and routines that support your growth instead of holding you back. Small changes, like the way you start your mornings, the information you consume, or the conversations you engage in, can make a big difference in shaping a more productive and fulfilling lifestyle. Another key factor is learning to take ownership of your time. Many people go through life feeling like they don't have control over their schedules, always reacting to demands instead of structuring their days with purpose. If time isn't managed, well, even the best plans fall apart. Every minute spent on distractions is a minute that could have been used for something meaningful. Tracking where your time goes and making adjustments can create massive shifts in productivity and progress. The next important step is setting clear boundaries. Without them, it's easy to get pulled into situations that drain energy and take focus away from your goals. Whether it's saying no to unnecessary obligations, limiting time spent on unproductive habits, or choosing relationships that align with your values, protecting your mental and emotional space is necessary for long-term success. A well-designed life isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter and ensuring that every decision leads you closer to the future you want. Growth requires constant learning and adaptation. The goals you set today might evolve as you gain new experiences and perspectives. Being flexible while staying committed to progress ensures that you're always moving forward. It's not about having everything figured out right away, but about continuously improving and refining your vision as you gain more clarity. Waiting for the right time to start will only delay progress. There will never be a perfect moment when everything falls into place effortlessly. The only way to create the life you want is to begin now, with the resources, skills, and knowledge available to you. Even small steps taken consistently will lead to bigger results over time. The future is shaped by what you do today. Every decision, habit, and action either moves you closer to the life you want or further away from it. Designing a life you love isn't about luck, it's about being intentional, taking responsibility, and committing to making consistent improvements. The power to change is already within you. The only question is whether you're willing to take the first step. Chapter 4: Destroy Procrastination Forever. Procrastination is one of the biggest obstacles standing between you and the life you want. It's the reason goals stay unfulfilled, dreams remain out of reach, and frustration builds over time. The habit of putting things off may feel harmless in the moment, but over time, it creates a cycle of stress, regret, and lost opportunities. The only way to break free from this pattern is to take control of your actions, stop making excuses, and commit to getting things done starting now. The first step in overcoming procrastination is recognizing why it happens. It's not just about being lazy or lacking discipline. Most of the time, it comes from fear, doubt, or overwhelm. You might put off a task because you don't feel ready, because it seems too difficult, or because you're afraid of failing. Instead of facing those feelings, it's easier to delay, distract yourself, and convince yourself that you'll handle it later. The problem is, later never feels any easier. In fact, the more you delay, the harder it becomes to start. One of the biggest lies people tell themselves is that they work better under pressure. They wait until the last minute, rush through tasks, and convince themselves that deadlines force them to perform. But in reality, this only leads to unnecessary stress, lower quality work, and missed chances for improvement. The truth is, when you spread tasks out, give yourself time to think, and work with focus instead of panic, the results are always better. The key to destroying procrastination is to take action before you feel ready. Most people wait for motivation, but motivation is unreliable. It comes and goes. You might feel inspired today and completely unmotivated tomorrow. If you rely on feelings to determine when you'll start, you'll never be consistent. The most successful people don't wait to feel like doing something, they do it anyway. Once you take the first step, momentum builds, and suddenly what seemed difficult becomes manageable. Breaking tasks into smaller steps makes them less overwhelming. If a goal feels too big, it's easy to put it off because you don't know where to begin. But when you divide it into smaller actions, progress becomes easier. Instead of thinking about writing an entire book, focus on writing one page. Instead of worrying about losing 50 pounds, start by improving one meal at a time. The smaller the step, the easier it is to take action. Eliminating distractions is just as important as taking action. If you constantly allow interruptions, you'll never get into a productive rhythm. Social media, television, unnecessary conversations, these things steal time and energy without you even realizing it. Creating an environment that supports focus makes it easier to stay on track. Turning off notifications, setting specific work hours, and removing anything that tempts you to waste time can make a huge difference. Another way to overcome procrastination is by setting clear deadlines. Without a deadline, tasks drag on indefinitely. Even if there's no external pressure, setting personal deadlines forces you to stay accountable. Telling yourself that you'll get around to it is the fastest way to get nothing done. Instead, setting a specific date and time creates urgency and forces you to commit. Self-discipline is built through consistency. The more you push yourself to take action despite discomfort, the easier it becomes over time. It's like building a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. At first, it might feel unnatural to force yourself to start tasks immediately instead of delaying them, but the more you practice, the more automatic it becomes. Eventually, action becomes a habit rather than something you have to force yourself to do. Fear of failure often keeps people stuck in procrastination. Many avoid starting because they're afraid of making mistakes or not doing things perfectly. But the reality is, no one gets everything right on the first try. Growth comes from taking action, learning from mistakes, and improving along the way. Waiting until you feel completely prepared is just another form of avoidance. Perfection is an illusion, and progress is always better than standing still. Having a strong reason behind your actions makes it easier to stay committed. If a goal doesn't feel important, it's easy to push it aside. But when you connect your actions to a meaningful purpose, procrastination loses its power. Whether it's improving your health so you can have more energy for your family, building a business to gain financial freedom, or learning a new skill to create better opportunities, having a clear reason makes it harder to justify delaying things. The way you talk to yourself also plays a role in how often you procrastinate. If you constantly say, "I'm just not a disciplined person," or "I always put things off," you reinforce that identity. But when you start telling yourself, "I take action immediately," or "I get things done," your behavior begins to align with those statements. Changing the way you think about yourself can completely shift your habits. Accountability makes it easier to follow through on commitments. When you're the only one who knows about your goals, it's easy to let them slide. But when you share them with someone who will hold you accountable, there's an added level of responsibility. Whether it's a mentor, a friend, or a group of like-minded individuals, having support can keep you on track. Taking care of your physical and mental energy levels also plays a role in defeating procrastination. If you're constantly exhausted, it's harder to stay focused and motivated. Getting enough sleep, eating well, and exercising regularly all contribute to better productivity. A well-rested and energized mind is far more capable of tackling tasks than one that's running on empty. Developing a strong work ethic means valuing action over excuses. It's easy to come up with reasons why now isn't the right time, but successful people understand that waiting only leads to more waiting. If something is important, it deserves attention today, not someday in the future. Taking responsibility for your actions means recognizing that nothing will change unless you make it happen. The habit of immediate action changes everything. The difference between those who succeed and those who stay stuck isn't intelligence, talent, or luck. It's the ability to take action without hesitation. Procrastination is a habit, but so is taking action. The more you train yourself to start tasks immediately, the easier it becomes. There is no secret formula to success other than doing the work. No book, strategy, or piece of advice will replace the power of taking consistent action. Every excuse, every delay, every moment wasted on distractions is time that could have been used to build the life you want. The choice is simple: either keep waiting or take control. The time to act is always now. Chapter 5. Upgrade your daily routine for success. How you spend your day determines the life you create. Every habit, every choice, every small decision adds up over time. If your daily routine is filled with distractions, wasted time, and unproductive habits, progress will always feel out of reach. But when you take control of your day, structure it with intention, and fill it with actions that align with your goals, everything changes. Success isn't about luck or talentites built in the details of what you do every single day. The first hours of the day set the tone for everything that follows. Waking up without a plan, reaching for your phone first thing in the morning, or rushing out the door in a panic creates chaos before the day has even begun. But when you start with focus, clarity, and intention, you put yourself in control. A strong morning routine doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs to be built around habits that put you in the right mindset. Whether it's exercising, reading, journaling, or setting priorities for the day, the key is to begin with actions that fuel your mind and body instead of draining them. Clarity is everything when it comes to building a productive routine. If you don't know what you need to accomplish, it's easy to waste hours on things that don't matter. Instead of going through the day reacting to whatever comes your way, having a clear plan ensures that your time is spent on what truly moves you forward. Taking a few minutes each morning to write down key priorities makes it easier to stay focused. Without a plan, distractions take over. Discipline is the foundation of a powerful daily routine. There will always be days when motivation is low, energy is lacking, or excuses feel tempting. This is where habits matter most. When you train yourself to follow a structured schedule, no matter how you feel, consistency takes over. You don't rely on willpower, you simply follow the plan. The more disciplined you become, the less effort it takes to stay on track. Over time, these habits become automatic, making it easier to stay productive without constantly forcing yourself to focus. Time management is one of the biggest factors in creating a routine that leads to success. Without control over your time, even the best intentions fall apart. Being intentional with how each hour is spent allows for progress without unnecessary stress. A productive day isn't about filling every minute with work, it's about eliminating distractions, focusing on what truly matters, and making sure every action brings value. Small pockets of wasted time add up quickly. The difference between those who succeed and those who struggle often comes down to how they use the hours available to them. Energy levels play a huge role in how much gets accomplished throughout the day. If you constantly feel tired, sluggish, or mentally drained, even the best routines won't be effective. Taking care of your body through proper sleep, exercise, and nutrition directly impacts focus and performance. High energy leads to better decision-making, stronger discipline, and increased productivity. Ignoring health creates unnecessary obstacles that make it harder to stay consistent. When the body and mind are both in peak condition, everything else becomes easier. Eliminating distractions is just as important as creating structure. The modern world is filled with endless interruptions, social media, notifications, unnecessary meetings, and countless other distractions that steal attention. Without control, it's easy to lose hours without realizing it. Creating a routine that includes time for deep, focused work makes a huge difference in how much gets done. Having specific blocks of time dedicated to work, learning, and personal growth prevents outside noise from taking over the day. Building momentum throughout the day keeps productivity high. Starting strong is important, but maintaining focus is just as critical. Taking short breaks, staying hydrated, and stepping away when needed prevents burnout and keeps energy levels stable. Pushing too hard without balance often leads to exhaustion, making it harder to stay consistent over time. A strong routine includes periods of intense focus along with time for recovery. Sustainable progress comes from working smart, not just working hard. Success is built on small, repeated actions. A single productive day won't change your life, but stacking productive days together creates long-term results. The goal is to turn positive habits into automatic behaviors. When good decisions become second nature, progress happens naturally. Instead of constantly pushing yourself to stay disciplined, a well-structured routine makes success the default outcome. Reflection at the end of the day helps refine and improve routines over time. Taking a few minutes to review what worked, what didn't, and where improvements can be made allows for continuous growth. Adjustments will always be needed, but the key is to stay consistent while making small improvements along the way. A strong routine evolves as goals change, ensuring that each day continues to lead in the right direction. Building a daily routine for success isn't about following someone else's formulas, about designing a structure that aligns with your personal goals, strengths, and lifestyle. What works for one person might not work for another. The important thing is to create a routine that supports growth, eliminates distractions, and maximizes potential. A well-planned day leads to a well-lived life. Every choice, no matter how small, shapes the future. The power to create real change is in the habits built today. Chapter 6. Take control of your time. Time is the most valuable resource you have. Unlike money, which can be earned back, or energy, which can be restored with rest, time is something you never get back once it's gone. Yet, so many people waste hours, days, and even years caught up in things that don't move them forward. The difference between those who achieve their goals and those who stay stuck isn't intelligence or luck, it's how they use their time. If you don't take control of your schedule, distractions, procrastination, and other people's demands will take control for you. The first step to mastering time is understanding where it actually goes. Many people feel like they don't have enough hours in the day, but in reality, they're losing time in places they don't even notice. Scrolling through social media, binge-watching shows, saying yes to unnecessary commitments, these small moments add up. Without awareness, it's easy to lose control of the day before it even starts. Tracking how each hour is spent, even for just a few days, can be eye-opening. It forces you to see where time is being wasted and where adjustments need to be made. Prioritizing tasks is crucial for making the most of each day. Not everything on a to-do list is equally important. Some tasks push you forward, while others are just busy work that gives the illusion of productivity. The key is to focus on high-value activities, the ones that create real progress. It's easy to get caught up in checking emails, attending meetings, or handling small errands. But if those things take up most of the day, there's little time left for the actions that actually lead to results. Identifying the top priorities and tackling them first ensures that the most important work gets done. Eliminating distractions is one of the fastest ways to take control of time. The modern world is filled with constant interruptions, messages, notifications, background noise, and endless demands pulling attention in different directions. Every distraction breaks focus and makes it harder to complete tasks efficiently. Creating an environment that supports concentration makes a huge difference. Turning off unnecessary notifications, setting specific time blocks for deep work, and creating a dedicated workspace free from distractions can significantly increase productivity. Multitasking might seem like a way to get more done, but in reality, it often leads to mistakes, wasted energy, and unfinished work. The human brain isn't designed to focus on multiple complex tasks at once. Jumping between different things reduces efficiency and increases stress. A far more effective approach is single-tasking, dedicating full attention to one thing at a time until it's completed. This not only improves the quality of work, but also helps get things done faster. Setting deadlines for tasks creates urgency and prevents work from dragging on indefinitely. When there's no time limit, even simple tasks can expand to fill the available time. Having clear deadlines forces action and keeps projects moving forward. Even self-imposed deadlines can be powerful for staying on track. Learning to say no is a skill that protects time from being taken over by other people's priorities. Many people struggle with this because they don't want to disappoint others, but constantly agreeing to every request can lead to an overloaded schedule and lack of time for personal goals. Being selective about commitments ensures that energy is spent on things that truly matter. Not every invitation, opportunity, or request deserves attention. Protecting time means being intentional about where it's invested. Planning ahead prevents wasted time and unnecessary stress. Waking up without a clear plan leads to decision fatigue, wasted hours, and a lack of direction. Taking a few minutes each evening to schedule the next day's tasks creates structure and makes it easier to start the morning with purpose. Knowing exactly what needs to be done eliminates confusion and keeps everything running smoothly. Time blocking is a powerful technique for managing the day effectively. Instead of working randomly or handling tasks as they come, dividing the day into dedicated time slots for specific activities improves focus and efficiency. Whether it's work, exercise, learning, or relaxation, assigning time for each activity ensures that nothing is left to chance. It also helps prevent burnout by making sure there's a balance between productivity and rest. Energy management plays a big role in time management. Even with a perfect schedule, if energy levels are low, productivity suffers. Recognizing personal energy patterns and structuring tasks around them leads to better results. Tackling the most demanding work during peak energy hours and saving simpler tasks for lower energy periods makes the most of each day. Taking breaks might seem counterproductive, but they actually improve focus and performance. Working non-stop leads to mental fatigue and reduced efficiency. Short, intentional breaks help refresh the mind, prevent burnout, and maintain high levels of productivity throughout the day. The key is to step away long enough to recharge without getting lost in distractions. Automation and delegation free up valuable time by reducing the need to handle every small task manually. Many repetitive activities, such as paying bills, responding to emails, or organizing information, can be automated with the right tools. Delegating tasks that don't require personal attention allows for more focus on higher priority work. Letting go of unnecessary responsibilities opens up space for more important activities. Rushing through the day without taking time to reflect leads to repeating the same mistakes. Reviewing how time was spent at the end of each day provides insight into what worked well and what needs improvement. Small adjustments made consistently lead to major improvements over time. Self-awareness is the key to continuously refining routines and making each day more effective than the last. Being intentional about time means making choices that align with long-term goals rather than short-term convenience. It's easy to get caught up in urgent but unimportant tasks, but true progress comes from consistently focusing on what truly matters. Success isn't about working longer. Ours, it's about working smarter, eliminating distractions, and using time in a way that builds the future you want. Chapter 7. Build bulletproof confidence. Confidence is not something people are born with, it is built over time through action, experience, and self-belief. Many struggle with doubt, hesitation, and the fear of judgment, but confidence is a skill that can be developed just like any other. It is not about arrogance or pretending to be someone you're not. True confidence comes from knowing your value, trusting your abilities, and standing firm in your beliefs, regardless of outside opinions. It is about becoming someone who takes action without being held back by fear. Self-doubt can be overwhelming, but it often comes from years of negative conditioning. Growing up, people absorb beliefs from parents, teachers, and society, many of which are limiting. If someone is constantly told they are not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough, those words can become internalized. The first step in building confidence is recognizing these false beliefs and actively replacing them with more empowering ones. The way you speak to yourself matters. If your inner dialogue is filled with negativity, self-criticism, and comparisons, confidence will always be out of reach. Changing how you talk to yourself makes a massive difference in how you feel and act. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is one of the fastest ways to grow confidence. Many people wait until they feel ready before taking action, but the truth is that action comes first, and confidence follows. The more you challenge yourself, the more comfortable you become in uncomfortable situations. Trying new things, speaking up when you would normally stay quiet, and putting yourself in unfamiliar situations all contribute to stronger self-belief. Avoiding challenges only reinforces fear, while facing them head-on builds courage. Physical presence plays a role in how confident you feel. The way you carry yourself, your posture, and even your facial expression send signals to your mind. Standing tall, making eye contact, and speaking clearly can instantly shift your state of mind. Small physical adjustments can make a big impact on how you come across to others and how you feel about yourself. Confidence is not just in the mind, it is reflected in the body as well. The people you surround yourself with influence your confidence more than you might realize. Negative, critical, or unsupportive people can drain your self-esteem, while positive, encouraging, and ambitious individuals can lift you up. Being around those who believe in you and push you to improve creates an environment where confidence can thrive. Cutting out toxic influences and seeking out relationships that support your growth makes a huge difference in how you see yourself. Skills and knowledge contribute significantly to self-assurance. When you become highly skilled in something, confidence in that area naturally follows. Investing time in learning, practicing, and improving strengthens belief in your abilities. Whether it's communication, problem-solving, leadership, or any other skill, mastery builds certainty. The more you know, the more capable you feel. Lack of confidence often comes from a lack of preparation, but when you are well prepared, fear loses its grip. Failure is an unavoidable part of growth, but many allow it to destroy their confidence instead of using it as a learning experience. The way you respond to setbacks determines whether you grow stronger or lose belief in yourself. Every successful person has faced failure, rejection, and disappointment. The difference is that they use those moments to improve rather than to quit. Reframing failure as feedback allows you to move forward with even greater determination. Each challenge overcome makes you more resilient and self-assured. Comparing yourself to others is one of the quickest ways to destroy confidence. With social media and constant exposure to other people's highlights, it is easy to feel like you are not doing enough or that you are behind. But comparing your journey to someone else's is unfair. Everyone has different experiences, struggles, and timelines. Confidence grows when you focus on your own progress instead of measuring yourself against others. Personal growth should be the only comparison that matters. Taking care of your physical and mental health has a direct impact on confidence. When you feel strong, energetic, and in control of your well-being, it reflects in the way you carry yourself. Regular exercise, proper nutrition, and quality sleep all contribute to a more confident state of mind. Neglecting health leads to low energy, stress, and self-doubt, making it harder to feel sure of yourself. Prioritizing wellness supports a strong and confident mindset. Confidence is reinforced through consistent action. Reading about it, thinking about it, or waiting for it to magically appear will not make a difference. The only way to build confidence is by proving to yourself through repeated action that you are capable. Small daily wins add up over time, gradually shifting how you see yourself. Each time you push past fear, take a risk, or accomplish something difficult, your confidence strengthens. It is not built in a single moment, but through everyday decisions and actions. Taking responsibility for your life is a powerful confidence booster. When you stop blaming circumstances, other people, or outside forces for your situation, you regain control. Owning your choices, mistakes, and successes puts you in charge of your future. Confidence comes from knowing that, no matter what happens, you have the ability to handle it. The more you take responsibility for your actions, the more you trust yourself. Confident people are not free from fear or doubt. They simply refuse to let those feelings control their actions. They understand that nervousness and uncertainty are normal, but choose to move forward anyway. The difference between someone who hesitates and someone who takes action is not a lack of fear, but a refusal to be held back by it. Strengthening confidence is a lifelong process, but every step taken in the right direction builds momentum. Over time, what once felt impossible becomes second nature. Chapter 8. Fix your finances and build wealth. Money plays a major role in life, yet many people struggle with managing it effectively. Financial stress can weigh heavily, making it difficult to focus on personal growth, relationships, or even daily responsibilities. The key to fixing money problems and building wealth isn't luck, it's learning the right habits and making consistent choices that create financial stability. No matter where you start, taking control of your finances is possible with the right approach and mindset. Understanding where money goes is the first step toward improvement. Many people feel like they never have enough, but the issue isn't always how much they earn, it's how they spend. Without tracking expenses, it's easy to lose control and wonder why there's nothing left at the end of the month. Writing down every purchase, whether big or small, reveals spending patterns and helps identify unnecessary expenses. Small daily choices like eating out, subscriptions, and impulse purchases add up over time. When spending is tracked, better decisions can be made. Building financial security starts with creating a clear plan. Setting specific financial goals, whether it's paying off debt, saving for a home, or investing for the future, gives direction and motivation. Without goals, money tends to disappear without making any real impact. Prioritizing essential expenses, reducing unnecessary costs, and putting money toward long-term financial stability makes a significant difference over time. Debt can be a major obstacle to financial freedom. Many people carry loans, credit card balances, or other financial burdens that hold them back. Interest rates can make even small debts grow quickly, making it feel impossible to catch up. Paying off debt should be a priority because it frees up money for other opportunities. Focusing on high-interest debts first, while making consistent payments on everything else, helps clear financial burdens faster. Avoiding unnecessary borrowing and learning to live within means prevents debt from becoming a never-ending cycle. Saving money isn't just about setting aside whatever is left over, it requires intentional effort. Creating an emergency fund provides a safety net for unexpected expenses, reducing stress and preventing financial setbacks. Even a small amount saved regularly builds up over time. Automating savings by setting up direct deposits into a separate account makes it easier to stay consistent. Having savings creates peace of mind and opens the door to financial opportunities. Earning more money is another important step toward financial growth. While cutting expenses helps, there's a limit to how much can be reduced. Increasing income through better job opportunities, developing new skills, or starting a side business creates more financial flexibility. Many people settle for their current income without considering ways to grow. Learning new skills, taking on additional responsibilities, or exploring new career paths leads to higher earning potential. Investing is a powerful way to build wealth, yet many avoid it out of fear or lack of knowledge. Keeping money in a regular savings account doesn't allow it to grow significantly over time. Investing in stocks, real estate, or other assets allows money to work for you. Understanding the basics of investing, researching options, and starting small can lead to long-term financial success. The earlier investments are made, the more time money has to grow. Avoiding lifestyle inflation is essential for financial stability. Many people increase spending as income rises, leading to a cycle where no matter how much they earn, it never feels like enough. Just because more money is coming in doesn't mean it has to be spent. Living below means and maintaining a balanced budget prevents unnecessary financial stress. Making mindful choices about spending and focusing on long-term goals instead of temporary luxuries leads to greater financial freedom. Money and mindset are closely connected. Many people grow up with limiting beliefs about wealth, thinking that financial success is only for certain types of people. Changing the way money is viewed is an important step toward improvement. Seeing money as a tool rather than a source of stress allows for better financial decisions. Confidence in handling money grows through education and experience. The more financial literacy is developed, the easier it becomes to make smart choices. Giving money a purpose helps avoid wasteful spending. Every dollar should have a job, whether it's for necessities, savings, investments, or personal enjoyment. When money is managed with intention, it works more effectively. Creating a spending plan that balances needs and wants while prioritizing long-term security ensures financial health. Knowing where money is going and making informed decisions about each expense leads to better control. Surrounding yourself with people who have good financial habits can have a significant impact. Learning from those who manage money well provides valuable insights. Seeking advice from financial experts, reading books, or taking courses helps develop the knowledge needed to make smart financial choices. Avoiding negative financial influences, such as people who encourage reckless spending, helps stay on track towards stability. Patience is key when working toward financial success. Wealth is rarely built overnight, and quick money schemes often lead to disappointment. Consistency in saving, investing, and making wise financial choices leads to real, lasting results. Small, disciplined actions over time create financial freedom. Staying committed to financial goals, even when progress feels slow, ensures long-term stability. Money should be a tool for improving life, not a source of constant worry. Making smart financial decisions, staying disciplined with spending, and continuously learning about money management creates financial independence. No matter the starting point, financial growth is possible through intentional effort and the right mindset. Taking control of finances leads to greater opportunities, less stress, and the ability to build a secure future. Chapter 9. Level up your health and energy. Health and energy are the foundation of everything in life. When the body is strong and the mind is clear, everything else becomes easier: work, relationships, goals, and even simple daily tasks. Yet, so many people neglect their well-being, pushing through exhaustion, eating poorly, and ignoring signs of stress. It's not about having a perfect fitness routine or following extreme diets, but rather creating a way of living that supports long-term strength, focus, and overall well-being. Taking care of the body isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for success and happiness. Many people wait until they experience serious health problems before making changes, but by then, damage may already be done. Prevention is always better than treatment. Small daily choices: what goes into the body, how often it moves, and how well it rests make all the difference over time. The body can only function at its best when it's given what it needs: real food, enough movement, and proper recovery. Neglecting these basic needs leads to constant fatigue, brain fog, and a weakened immune system. Energy is often thought of as something that just runs out, but in reality, it's something that can be managed and increased. The way a person eats, sleeps, and moves directly affects how much energy they have each day. A body that is fueled with processed junk and overloaded with caffeine will never perform at its highest level. Eating real, nutrient-dense foods provides the body with the fuel it needs to stay sharp and strong. Drinking enough water, getting enough protein, and including fresh vegetables in meals all contribute to sustained energy levels. Exercise is another key factor in maintaining high energy. It's not just about losing weight or building muscle, it's about keeping the body functioning properly. Movement increases blood flow, improves mood, and boosts mental clarity. Regular physical activity strengthens the heart, improves circulation, and even reduces stress. Many people feel too tired to exercise, but ironically, staying active actually increases energy levels. Even simple habits like stretching in the morning, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or walking outside for a few minutes each day can make a noticeable difference. Sleep is often overlooked, yet it plays a massive role in health and performance. A well-rested body recovers faster, thinks more clearly, and stays more focused throughout the day. Poor sleep leads to irritability, cravings for unhealthy food, and difficulty concentrating. Creating a bedtime routine, limiting screen time before bed, and keeping a consistent sleep schedule all improve the quality of rest. Prioritizing sleep isn't a sign of laziness, it's an investment in overall well-being. Stress management is just as important as physical health. Constant worry, overworking, and lack of relaxation drain energy faster than anything else. The mind and body are connected, and mental stress often shows up as physical symptoms like headaches, fatigue, or muscle tension. Finding healthy ways to manage stress: deep breathing, spending time in nature, journaling, or engaging in hobby shelves, maintain balance. Ignoring stress doesn't make it go away, it only makes it worse over time. The people who surround us also impact energy and well-being. Being around negative, draining individuals can leave a person feeling exhausted, while spending time with uplifting, supportive people can provide motivation and inspiration. Protecting personal energy by setting boundaries and choosing relationships wisely makes a big difference in overall happiness and health. Mental clarity and emotional stability are directly linked to physical health. When the body feels good, the mind follows. Proper nutrition, exercise, sleep, and stress management all contribute to better focus, improved mood, and a more positive outlook on life. A strong body supports a strong mind. Taking control of health is one of the most powerful ways to improve every aspect of life. Small, consistent efforts lead to long-lasting results. Chapter 10: Master Your Emotions and Inner Peace. Emotions shape every experience in life. They affect decisions, relationships, and the way challenges are handled. When emotions are balanced, it's easier to think clearly, respond calmly, and stay focused on goals. On the other hand, when emotions are uncontrolled, small problems feel overwhelming, reactions become impulsive, and stress takes over. Learning how to manage emotions is one of the most important skills for personal growth. It doesn't mean ignoring feelings or pretending they don't exist. It means understanding them, processing them in a healthy way, and not allowing them to dictate actions. Many people let emotions control their lives without realizing it. They get frustrated easily, hold on to anger, or allow fear to stop them from moving forward. Emotions themselves aren't the problem, it's the way they're handled that makes the difference. The first step in mastering emotions is awareness. Noticing patterns, recognizing triggers, and understanding how certain situations cause strong reactions helps create control. Instead of reacting immediately, taking a moment to acknowledge the feeling allows space for a better response. Stress is a major factor that affects emotional balance. When the mind is overloaded, patience runs thin, and minor inconveniences feel like major issues. Managing stress effectively improves emotional stability. This means setting boundaries, taking breaks, and finding healthy ways to recharge. Whether it's through exercise, journaling, or simply stepping away from a stressful situation, reducing stress makes it easier to think rationally. A mind that is constantly stressed struggles to make sound decisions. Another important aspect of emotional control is learning to let go. Holding on to resentment, past mistakes or negative experiences creates unnecessary weight. People who dwell on the past often find it difficult to move forward. Forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior, it's about freeing the mind from carrying unnecessary pain. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting it, means choosing not to let past events control the present. Handling emotions also involves shifting focus away from negativity. When attention is constantly placed on what's wrong, the mind gets stuck in a cycle of frustration. Choosing to focus on solutions rather than problems changes everything. Instead of dwelling on what's lacking, recognizing progress, opportunities, and small victories creates a sense of control. Gratitude is a powerful tool for emotional balance. Taking a moment each day to acknowledge positive aspects of life shifts perspective and improves overall mood. Reacting impulsively to emotions often leads to regret, whether it's saying something hurtful in anger or making a rash decision out of fear. Allowing emotions to take over rarely ends well. Pausing before reacting gives time to consider the best course of action. Taking deep breaths, stepping away, or writing thoughts down helps create a clearer response. Emotionally strong people don't let temporary feelings dictate permanent decisions. Surrounding yourself with emotionally mature people also has a big impact. Being around individuals who handle stress well, communicate effectively, and stay calm under pressure provides a model for emotional control. On the other hand, spending time with people who constantly complain, react impulsively, or spread negativity can make it harder to stay balanced. Protecting emotional energy by choosing the right environment is just as important as managing internal emotions. Learning to manage emotions takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Clear thinking, better relationships, and reduced stress come from emotional balance. Instead of being controlled by feelings, taking charge of them leads to greater confidence and stability. Personal growth isn't just about achieving goal sets, also about maintaining peace and emotional strength throughout the journey. Every challenge becomes easier when emotions are handled with care and wisdom. Chapter 11. Surround yourself with the right people. The people you allow into your life influence your mindset, energy, and the direction you take. Their words, actions, and attitudes shape how you see yourself and what you believe is possible. Every interaction leaves an imprint, whether positive or negative. Some people push you to be better, while others drain your energy and hold you back. If you want to change your life, one of the most powerful things you can do is choose your relationships wisely. Not everyone deserves access to your time and energy. Some people bring encouragement, motivation, and valuable insights, while others create stress, doubt, and unnecessary distractions. It's important to recognize who contributes to your growth and who pulls you away from it. This doesn't mean cutting off everyone who isn't perfect, but it does mean being mindful of how relationships affect your well-being. If spending time with someone consistently leaves you feeling drained or unmotivated, that's a sign to reevaluate their role in your life. The right people inspire confidence, challenge you to improve, and celebrate your progress. They believe in your potential and encourage you to keep moving forward, even when things get tough. Being around individuals who share similar ambitions makes it easier to stay committed to your goals. Their discipline, work ethic, and determination push you to keep raising your own standards. On the other hand, surrounding yourself with negative influences makes it harder to stay focused. If the conversations around you are filled with complaints, excuses, and blame, it's easy to adopt that same mindset. Creating a strong support system means being intentional about who you spend time with. Seek out people who bring value to your life, whether through their mindset, experience, or encouragement. This doesn't mean only looking for those who are already successful, but rather those who are committed to growth. The right relationships are built on mutual respect, shared goals, and a desire to see each other succeed. It's also important to set boundaries with those who drain your energy. Some people constantly bring negativity, expect you to solve their problems, or discourage you from improving. Limiting exposure to these influences protects your mindset and keeps you focused on what matters. You don't have to engage in every argument, entertain every complaint, or explain yourself to those who refuse to understand. Protecting your peace is more important than trying to please everyone. True friendships and valuable connections are not one-sided. A strong relationship is built on support, honesty, and effort from both sides. Being around people who challenge you, give constructive feedback, and push you to aim higher leads to greater personal growth. At the same time, being a valuable person to others means offering encouragement, being reliable, and contributing positively to their journey. If you want to be surrounded by people who are driven, focused, and supportive, you have to embody those qualities yourself. Like attracts like. Those who are constantly improving naturally gravitate toward others with the same mindset. Being someone who adds value to conversations, stays accountable, and maintains a positive attitude attracts people who do the same. Building a strong network doesn't happen overnight, but small choices lead to long-term results. Making an effort to connect with like-minded people, engaging in environments that support growth, and letting go of relationships that no longer align with your values all contribute to a better future. The company you keep will either push you forward or pull you back. Choosing wisely makes all the difference. Chapter 12. Develop an unshakable work ethic. Success isn't just about talent, luck, or intelligence. It's about persistence, discipline, and the ability to push forward when things get difficult. Hard work beats excuses every time. The most successful people in the world aren't necessarily the smartest or the most gifted. They are the ones who refuse to quit. They show up every day, put in the effort, and stay consistent even when motivation fades. If you want to transform your life, developing an unshakable work ethic is essential. There will always be distractions, challenges, and moments of doubt. The difference between those who achieve their goals and those who don't is the willingness to do what needs to be done, regardless of how they feel. Waiting to feel like it is a trap. Motivation is temporary, but discipline lasts. The key is learning to take action, even when it's uncomfortable. Small, daily efforts build momentum, and momentum creates lasting change. Many people struggle with consistency because they overcomplicate the process. They wait for the perfect moment, the right plan, or ideal conditions before they start. The truth is, there is never a perfect time. Success comes from taking action now, adjusting along the way, and refusing to let minor setbacks stop the progress. Progress is always better than perfection. Those who wait for everything to be just right end up stuck in the same place while others move forward. Every successful person has faced obstacles. They've failed, made mistakes, and experienced setbacks. The difference is they don't use those challenges as excuses to stop. They learn from failure, adjust their approach, and keep going. Growth happens in the moments of struggle. When things are difficult, that's when character is built. Instead of seeing hard work as something to avoid, shifting the mindset to embrace effort as part of the journey leads to long-term success. Staying accountable to yourself is one of the most important habits to develop. No one else is responsible for your progress. Excuses don't change results. Blaming circumstances, other people, or lack of time won't make a difference. The only way to see real change is to take full ownership of your actions. If something isn't working, adjust it. If time is limited, find ways to be more efficient. There is always a way forward for those who refuse to make excuses. Success isn't about working harder for a short period and then stopping. It's about building habits that create consistent improvement over time. Small daily efforts add up. A strong work ethic means showing up, staying committed, and making progress, even when no one is watching. The rewards don't come instantly, but those who stay the course eventually see results. Challenges will come. There will be moments when quitting feels easier. But those who push through, keep their focus, and refuse to give up build the kind of strength that leads to real success. Hard work and persistence will take you further than talent alone ever could. The key is to keep moving forward, no matter what stands in the way. Chapter 13. Sharpen your skills and keep learning. Growth never stops for those who are serious about their future. The world is changing every day, and those who stay the same eventually fall behind. The most successful people are the ones who make learning a daily habit, not something they do only when necessary. Skills don't stay sharp on their own. If they aren't developed, they fade. If they aren't updated, they become outdated. The difference between those who stay ahead and those who struggle is the willingness to improve, even when it's not required. Some people believe that education ends after school, but that mindset is limiting. Formal education gives a foundation, but real progress comes from continuously sharpening knowledge and abilities. Whether it's improving communication, leadership, creativity, or technical skills, every new thing learned increases opportunities. The more skills developed, the more valuable a person becomes in any field. Being open to learning keeps the mind sharp and creates endless possibilities for growth. Becoming skilled at anything requires effort. Mastery isn't built overnight, and natural talent alone isn't enough. Those who excel in any area do so because they dedicate time to improving. They study, practice, and apply what they learn. They seek out new challenges instead of avoiding them. Struggle isn't a sign to stop, it's a sign of progress. Those who push through difficulties and continue learning, even when it's uncomfortable, develop a level of expertise that sets them apart. In a world full of distractions, focusing on personal development can be difficult, but those who make it a priority see real change. The way time is used determines success. Mindlessly scrolling through social media or wasting hours on entertainment may be easy, but it doesn't lead to anything valuable. Investing time in learning something useful, even for a short period each day, adds up over time. Small, consistent actions build skills that create bigger opportunities. Seeking out people who are ahead in knowledge or experience is one of the fastest ways to grow. Learning from those who have already succeeded saves time and effort. Instead of figuring everything out alone, gaining insight from experienced individuals provides guidance and a clearer path forward. Reading books, listening to advice, and applying lessons from others who have achieved success speeds up personal development. Those who are willing to be students throughout life always find ways to get better. Comfort zones kill progress. Staying in familiar situations might feel safe, but it doesn't create growth. Taking on new challenges, trying different approaches, and stepping into unfamiliar territory forces learning to happen. The greatest breakthroughs often come from difficult moments, the ones that require problem-solving and adaptation. Those who embrace discomfort instead of avoiding it gain confidence in their abilities and prove to themselves that they are capable of more. Knowledge is wasted if it isn't used. It's not enough to simply read, watch, or listen. Real learning comes from applying information in real situations. Those who take action on what they learn see improvements faster than those who only collect knowledge without using it. The more something is practiced, the more natural it becomes. Taking consistent steps to apply new skills ensures that they become useful tools instead of just ideas. Staying committed to personal growth creates a life of possibilities. Those who are constantly improving open doors that others don't even realize exist. No one starts as an expert, but anyone willing to put in the time and effort can become one. The key is to stay curious, stay hungry for knowledge, and never settle for being the same person as yesterday. Chapter 14. Find your passion and purpose. Finding meaning in life starts with discovering what truly excites and fulfills you. Many people go through life feeling stuck, unsure of what they should be doing, or just settling for whatever comes their way. But life isn't meant to be lived on autopilot. The difference between those who feel alive and those who feel lost is knowing what drives them. Passion isn't something that appears out of nowhere, it's uncovered through action, exploration, and self-awareness. The first step is paying attention to what excites you, what challenges you, and what makes time fly when you're doing it. Some people believe that passion is a rare thing only a few lucky individuals find, but that's not true. It doesn't come from waiting for a magical moment or a sudden realization. It comes from trying new things, stepping outside of comfort zones, and paying attention to what feels right. Sometimes it starts as a small interest that grows over time. Other times, it's something that has been there all along but was never taken seriously. The key is to stop ignoring what naturally pulls your attention. Work feels completely different when it's connected to something meaningful. People who love what they do don't wake up dreading the day ahead. They don't spend their time watching the clock, hoping for the day to end. Instead, they feel energized by their work, because it matters to them. It challenges them, pushes them, and gives them a sense of purpose. Even when things get hard, they don't give up because they believe in what they're doing. That level of dedication comes from having a reason behind the effort. Purpose isn't just about career choices. It's about how you contribute to the world, how you impact others, and what kind of legacy you want to leave. Some find purpose in helping people, creating art, building businesses, solving problems, or teaching others. The important thing is to find something that aligns with who you are and the values you hold. Living without purpose leads to frustration and emptiness, but living with it creates a sense of direction and motivation that pushes you forward. Taking the time to reflect on what truly matters is a powerful step. Ignoring personal interests or settling for a path that doesn't bring fulfillment only leads to regret. There is no rule that says people must stick to one path forever. Growth means changing, adapting, and being open to new possibilities. Those who discover their passion and align it with their purpose create a life that feels meaningful and exciting. Fear often holds people back from pursuing what they love. Worrying about failure, judgment, or uncertainty stops many from taking the first step. But the risk of staying stuck in an unfulfilling life is far greater than the risk of failure. Trying and failing is always better than never trying at all. The most successful people in the world didn't have a perfect plan from the beginning. They started, learned, adjusted, and kept going. The only way to know if something is right is to take action and see where it leads. Making passion a priority doesn't mean giving up everything else overnight. It means taking small steps, making time for what excites you, and allowing yourself to explore different paths. Over time, those small actions add up, leading to bigger changes. The more effort put into something meaningful, the clearer the path becomes. The key is to trust the process, stay patient, and keep moving forward. Chapter 15. Develop a winning attitude. The way you think about yourself and your future has the power to shape everything you do. People who succeed don't just rely on luck or talent. They build a strong mindset that allows them to push through challenges, stay focused, and keep improving. A winning attitude isn't about being overly confident or pretending everything is easy. It's about believing that growth is always possible and that setbacks don't define you. Every great achievement starts with the belief that it can be done, and those who refuse to doubt themselves are the ones who make progress. Doubt can stop people from reaching their potential before they even start. Many hesitate to take action because they fear failure or think they're not good enough. But confidence isn't something people are born with, it's built through experience and effort. The more you challenge yourself, the more you realize what you're capable of. Instead of waiting to feel ready, action must come first. Growth happens in the moments of discomfort when you prove to yourself that you can handle more than you thought. The way you speak to yourself matters. If your inner voice constantly tells you that you can't do something, you'll believe it. On the other hand, if you remind yourself that improvement is possible, your actions will reflect that belief. Negative thoughts will always appear, but they don't have to control your decisions. Choosing to focus on progress instead of perfection keeps you moving forward. Mistakes are not failures, they are lessons. Every successful person has faced obstacles, but they don't let setbacks stop them. They adjust, learn, and try again. Taking responsibility for your own success is a key part of a strong mindset. Blaming circumstances, other people, or past experiences won't lead to progress. The truth is, no one is coming to rescue you. Waiting for the perfect conditions will only keep you stuck. Those who win take control of their actions, knowing that improvement is in their hands. Instead of making excuses, they look for solutions. Instead of complaining about challenges, they find ways to overcome them. Surrounding yourself with the right influences can strengthen or weaken your mindset. People who constantly complain, doubt, or bring negativity will drain your energy and limit your belief in yourself. On the other hand, being around those who are motivated, disciplined, and positive will push you to raise your standards. Choosing to learn from those who have already achieved success gives valuable insight and motivation. The people you spend time with shape your thinking more than you realize. Persistence is what separates those who succeed from those who quit. The path to any goal will include setbacks, difficulties, and unexpected challenges. The difference between winning and failing isn't the absence of obstacles, it's the decision to keep going despite them. The best athletes, entrepreneurs, and leaders have all faced moments of struggle, but they didn't stop. They kept improving, adapting, and pushing forward. Those who stay committed, no matter how hard things get, are the ones who eventually reach their goals. Growth is a choice, and every day is an opportunity to strengthen your mindset. Winning doesn't happen overnight, but every small action adds up. Choosing to believe in yourself, taking responsibility for your progress, and staying persistent will lead to results. Those who commit to constant improvement, even when no one is watching, build a level of discipline and confidence that leads to long-term success. Everything you want to change about your life starts with a decision. You don't have to wait for the perfect time or for someone to give you permission. The only thing standing between you and the person you want to become is your willingness to take action. If you start now, a year from today, you'll be proud of how far you've come. If you wait, you'll look back and wish you had started sooner. There will be challenges, but you're capable of more than you think. Growth isn't easy, but staying the same and feeling stuck is even harder. You have the power to shape your future by what you do every single day. Stay focused, stay disciplined, and don't let excuses get in your way. No one can do this for you. Success, confidence, and a better life don't just happen, they're built. And now, you have everything you need to start. Make the commitment. Stay consistent. And when 2025 comes, you'll look in the mirror and see a new person, stronger, more focused, and living the life you set out to create. It all starts now.